Hello, mamas, and thank you for listening to Always With Me, episode 20. 20, you guys. That's amazing! Woo! I'm your host, Diana Collins, and today's guest is Karen Delano. Karen is a preschool teacher, mother of three, and parenting coach. She works one-on-one with moms who are tired and stressed by constantly being pulled in too many directions. Boy, aren't we all. She helps them find a balance so they can have a great relationship with their kids and be the mom they want to be. I love that, and I adore Karen, and I'm so excited for you guys to hear her talk. But before we get into the show, let me just remind y'all that if you guys can review and rate the show, I'd greatly appreciate it. I mean, seriously, you would be forever my favorite person. Although that's a lie, because you guys are already my favorite people. But I would love you even more if you did that. So I'll make sure to put the links on there, on our website at alwayswithme.org. And if you leave a review or rating on iTunes or Stitcher, that just helps our show be more known and more visible to moms who need us the most. And that's really, really where I'm trying to get at. So thank you so much. And here we go with Karen. Enjoy. Well, Karen, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm so excited to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So if you want to share just a little bit about yourself and your mommy journey, just to start with.
Sure. So I have three kids. Right now they're 7, 9, and 12. And, you know, when I had my first, I actually worked for a little bit because I could bring him to work with me when he was real small. But then I was a stay-at-home mom until about 5 years ago. And I opened up a play school in my house and got to have my kids with me and be home and help out other moms.
Nice. Now, was it, when you say play school, or was it like a similar, like a preschool?
Well, I do run it like a preschool. Mm-hmm. So it's just a few mornings a week from 9 to 12. But we focus on play.
No, oh, that's right. I remember
not academic.
Talking about
that. Yeah.
I love that. Like,
really need to play.
And yes.
I feel like lacking in so many.
And yes, absolutely. It's learn through play is the most important thing. And people don't think like, oh, they're just playing with dinosaurs. I'm like, yeah, but they're learning dinosaurs. And if they can say Tyrannosaurus, then, you know, at two, let's do it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's really how they, you know, process the world around them. And
Yeah. And I created.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went to college for early childhood, and they've talked about talking to them in a normal voice, you know? I mean, I'll admit, I've done the whole goo goo gaga kind of talk, but don't be afraid.
Yeah, it's fine to do, but yeah. When you're just having like a regular conversation with a young child,
yeah.
You can talk normal.
Oh, yeah. And that, don't be afraid to say Tyrannosaurus in front of them, because I'm sure, because like my daughter, she will figure it out.
Yes. But, yeah.
So that's awesome. So aside from the preschool setting and all that, what has your mommy journey been like? I mean, three kids, God bless you.
Yeah. It's been pretty good. I guess, so I said about 5 years ago I had opened the play school, but that was, my husband actually moved out then.
Yeah.
So I had a 2-year-old, a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Kind of doing everything on my own. And it's, you know, definitely has its challenges.
Yeah.
But it's been great. I mean, I feel like being able to be home with them was perfect for me. Mm-hmm. Because I was a preschool teacher before I mm-hmm. had my own kids. So I just really enjoyed being around them.
Yeah.
And I felt comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, so that was good. But yeah, my youngest actually has some medical needs.
Aww,
and so that's always kind of a struggle too, knowing if I'm doing right by him and like getting him everything he needs.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm sure you're a fantastic mother to your, is it all three boys?
I have a girl in the middle.
Okay. Oh, sweet girl. I love my girls. I wouldn't know what to, I've always thought like, what if I had a boy? And I mean, I'd be so open to it. But yeah. I love yeah. my girls.
Oh, you'd love either. One, if you were, yeah.
Yeah.
If you had a boy, love him just as much.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's just, it'd be a learning curve for me because boys and girls act so different.
But it's so funny because I feel like each child acts so different.
That's
anyway.
True. Yeah, it's true. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know my two girls do.
Yeah, my two boys are totally different.
Yep. But so you're a parenting coach, and I love that you're able to help so many parents out there because it can easily go overwhelming. And like we just said, each child is different, and no book defines every child.
Right.
So what has inspired you to go into this field in parenting coaching? Sorry, parenting.
Well, you know, like I mentioned, I've been a preschool teacher basically mm-hmm. since I got out of college. So, you know, I've always been really interactive with the parents and, you know, talking about kids' behaviors and then just being a parent myself and,
yeah,
you know, living all the chaos and, you know, all the issues that come up. It's just, I don't know, it's just something I really love talking to moms about. And I feel like, you know, specifically about how they want to be a mom, right? Like not how they feel like they should be a mom. Like so many times moms are like, oh, I feel like such a bad mom because X, Y, and Z.
Yep.
But it's like, well, you know, what do your kids really need? They need your attention. They need your love. Like, are you giving them that? Like,
yes.
Then you're a good mom.
Exactly. I love
yeah.
that. It's something that we struggle with so much, especially in today's society where we're so internet driven and mm-hmm. there's the articles, there's the what to expect and what you should be doing and, oh, you should be breastfeeding. And if you don't, you're a bad mama. And that makes me so sad. And that's one of my goals in motherhood is to just get rid of that guilt and know that you can be the mom that you want to be.
Definitely.
No matter what that is, you know.
Yeah, because so. I feel like when you feel like yourself and you're happier, you know, our kids like pick up on that, right?
Yeah, so absolutely.
It's so important.
Oh, yeah. I know that before I quit my day job, I was so overwhelmed. And man, I could have used your help if I'd known you back then. But just now, I can tell the difference in my daughter, my oldest, because she can pick that up already. And she's just so, so different and so mm-hmm. much happier.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. She's only two. And guys who are, ladies who are listening, like, it's amazing what they can pick up from day
yeah.
one.
I feel like even, like, you know, babies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we're holding them against us, like, and we're all tense and stressed, like, they feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They can smell fear. No. And they
yes.
can, they know your love though. Like, oh, cuddling. I just love cuddling. I don't want it to go away.
I know.
But, so in our previous talk, well, actually I had a question for you. Are you just doing the parenting coaching just that, or are you still doing the preschool thing too?
Yeah. So I just do the preschool thing 2 mornings a week.
Okay.
So it's just 6 hours a week, but I love it. It's
yeah.
like so much fun to just play with the kids and see them grow. And yeah, now that my kids are a little bit older, like it's
yeah.
fun to have the little kids.
Yeah. Still kind of have that, you know?
Yeah. And yeah, they're so cute. So I have like 6, 2, and 3 year olds
oh,
those mornings.
That's
yeah.
fun. Six.
It really is. Yeah.
I know when I did preschool work, I had 10, like it was, the ratio was 1 to 10 for 2 year
yeah.
olds. It was a lot of work, but, so yeah, in our previous talk, we talked about being present with your family. Can you elaborate on that? 'Cause I know that with moms who work outside the home? Like, how can they still be present but not feel like constantly running and going, going, going?
Yeah, well, it's funny because sometimes I feel like the moms I talk to who are stay-at-home moms feel like they struggle a lot with being present. It's like they're around their kids all the time, but not always...
Not there.
Present.
Yeah.
And so I don't think whether you work out of the house, in the house, or whether you're considered like a stay-at-home mom, I don't think it matters either way. I think, you know, we can be present with our kids by giving them our full attention, even just for short periods of time, right? It's like quality over quantity.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Do you think that, because I know for me, it was, for me to be present with my children and to just not feel like I'm constantly running, I had to let go. I had to let go of everything that society told me that I had to be as a mom. And I also had to let go of that, but then also find the things that make me joyful inside, which is talking to moms and inspiring and having moms encourage me. Like, that's what makes me happy. So if I'm happy, my mind is just all of a sudden just like that. 5 o'clock rolls in, my kids are home, my husband's home, ready to have dinner, and I'm mom.
Yeah.
So...
I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, it was like I said, I was a stay-at-home mom, and I was just busy doing, you know, either activities with my kids or play dates, or we were just kind of always doing something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, my youngest was having some health issues, and somebody was like, oh, you should keep a food journal. And I was like, I don't have time for that. And then I was like, oh my God, how do I not have time for that? Like, I am here because, like, my family is, like, my number one priority. Like, so, you know, what am I doing that's, like, taking over my time? And so, really, for me, that I feel like that was, you know, a little bit of a wake-up call to, like, reassess, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, I kind of, you know, started simplifying and, like, getting rid of other distractions and... you know, just not committing to things that weren't my priority. You know, it's like there is a sort of pressure to keep up with the Joneses and like sign up for certain things or, you know, attend certain events. But, you know, if they don't work for your family, it's really, there's no benefit to doing it.
Yeah. There's, or like, oh, is she in dance class or is she in ballet? I'm going to take my kid to gym. And I feel like other moms, their intentions are good. I think it's because they're excited that they can take their kid to gym. But we have that comparison.
Yeah.
That constant comparing. And, oh, it's terrible.
Yeah. So it was just, like, kind of slowing down and realizing, like, okay, like, I need to be more intentional about what we're doing. And, like, it's fine to sign up for things. It's just kind of, like, just the intention behind it, like... You know, are you doing it because it does fit with your values and your lifestyle, or like do you just feel like you should be signing up?
Yes. Do it because you want it for your family and for you. Don't do it because, like you said, keeping up with the Joneses, and you should be doing this because you're afraid it's going to mess up your kid.
Or they'll be behind or left out.
No, I think
they will be okay.
I think the biggest thing we need to focus on as parents and moms, dads, whomever, is to be there with your kid. If you're not there with your kid, if you're not present and you're worried about messing them up, that's the one thing that's going to mess them up. I know that for sure.
Yeah, and that's such a good point because I feel like, you know, when you're present, you're not like thinking about what already happened or like what will happen if you do a certain thing, right? It's just being there right then in the moment.
I love that. Well, thank you so much. You're going to be such a, you're such a wonderful mom, and I'm so excited to have you on and to have you, you know, inspire other moms too. So, but self-care is so important for moms, dads, grandparents, whomever is raising your child. You've got to have self-care. But, and this is something that I talk about with our other moms as well a lot. What do you do for self-care in your home? And is there any advice you can give to another mom who's looking?
Yeah, for sure. It is so important. And for myself, it just works best to do really small, simple things every day, rather than once a week do something for a longer period of time. You know, it's like just that constant thing. So I don't know, you know, even just like reading a few pages of a book, like going outside for even 5 minutes by myself, just like those constant little things, or even like, oh, I'm gonna like style my hair today, or, you know, just whatever makes me feel good, whatever I kind of feel like I'm lacking, I try to give to myself that day. But, you know, there's no sense of feeling overwhelmed by like trying to fit something in, because that doesn't reduce our stress.
Yes.
Which is the whole point. But yeah, so I feel like a lot of the moms I talk with feel selfish for taking time for themselves. So I always like to point out the other side of that, which is, you know, it's more selfish to expect others to change or meet your needs than it is to meet your own needs.
Absolutely.
So, you know, show your kids that just because you're a mom, like, you can still be important, right? Our kids are watching us. So if they see that, oh, once I become a mom, like, I can't do anything I like, or I can't be happy, like, I don't know. I don't want to send that message. And I think noticing that, it's like, oh, right. Yeah, like, we're still important. We're still a person. Like,
absolutely. That's
okay.
It made me think about when my mom was raising us. She had three kids, too. I'm the oldest. And then there's my sister and my younger brother. And my dad worked out of state while we were here in Vegas. And she was all alone. She was pretty much a single mom. And it was hard on her. Like, she was always tired. She had to work. Was she working at nights? I think she was working at nights, or she was staying at home in between. And when I had my kids, or when I was first got married, I said I didn't want to have three kids because I saw my mom and how it frustrated her. Like, that's exactly what you're talking about. And
as a mom, like, you don't want your kids to feel that.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy how I realize that now, you know. I didn't realize that when I was older, but yeah, that was the first thing that came into my mind. I said, no, I don't want three kids because my mom did and she had a hard time. But now that I'm present and with my kids and found myself, it's a different story. I'd like to have a break because I've been pregnant for 2 years straight. But I mean, a lot of people ask, are you going to have a third one? And there's a possibility. So who knows?
I know. It's so hard to plan ahead or really know what's going to feel right in another year.
Oh, man, a year can make a big difference.
It can.
So we've talked about how we can relate to our kids. I know I've said earlier it's easy to feel overwhelmed and forget that our children, you know, our children really do understand everything. What are some things we can do as a parent to, you know, relate more with our children?
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the biggest thing is just slowing down. Not getting so caught up in like what's coming next, but like just to slow down and really listen to our kids, because they're always telling us something. Even if they can't talk or they're not talking, it's, you know, their behavior is telling us something. So I think it's important to be present in those situations, right? To slow down and be able to pay attention and be like, okay, like, this is how my child's acting. So, like, what is it telling me?
Absolutely. I know that a lot of parents are like, oh, my kid's so frustrating. I don't know what she wants. She never knows what she wants. But what if we just took a minute, got down at their level, I'm talking like physically, eye to eye, and said, okay, honey, show me what she wants and take that time to figure it out. I mean, that's something that I learned in my college days, is to get down on their level and look at them straight in the eye. Because something I've learned was that when you are talking down at them physically, they can sense that. Not that you're being demeanor, but they could sense that overpower.
You're like towering over them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, along that same line, it's like, you know, when they do tell you something, not to dismiss their feelings.
Yes.
Right? They really want us to understand them, and it's like, you know, my son will be like, oh, I don't want to go to school, and, you know, he'll lie down on the floor and not get ready, or, you know what I mean? And it's like, I could be like, yeah, you like school, you always come home happy. Mm-hmm. But it's like, okay, like, now I know, like, I usually just go sit next to him, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you really don't like school. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not like, I'm just like saying, like, I hear you.
No, like, yeah, exactly.
And honestly, it's like, I'll do that and sit there for like a minute, and then he'll get up and get ready. Like, yeah. I didn't even have to say anything else to him necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's just, he's like, oh, my mom gets me. And
exactly.
It's almost like that's enough.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I feel like you and I, when it comes to just children, I think we kind of have that same background from our education and all, because I'm the same way with my daughter. Now that she's a toddler and now that she can express her feelings a little bit better, when I put her shoes on and she's throwing a fit, I just sat there with her and I tell her, I know you're upset. I hear you. Instead of, you know, I wish you would calm down. I don't know what you want.
Right. I think there was, like, you know, just, like, one of those things where it was, like, nobody has ever calmed down when they've been told to calm down.
Yes. Don't you hate that, Toa? Like, don't tell me to calm down. I mean, I'm sure your child feels the same way. When someone tells you to calm down, you don't like it. Right. Neither do they.
So. But it's so easy to just say. I mean, I've said it plenty of times. But, like, it's funny because now that I do pay more attention to it, mm-hmm. But I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, that didn't help.
Yeah. But I think that because you are more, like, you slow down in time and you just really take time to smell the roses, is what my husband tells me all the time, because he's Texan and he... Sweet Texans take their sweet time. But that's what I love about him. And that's something that I'm learning, is just slow down and enjoy that moment. And now that you can do that, now you're more, I don't know, mentally just able to take on the day, you know?
Yeah. And, like, you know, speaking of slowing down and everything, you know, the world is so fast and mm-hmm. chaotic, and, you know, so much is expected of kids and thrown at them, basically. So that can build up a lot of stress in our kids, and a lot of times it comes out as behavior challenges. So, like, even just giving them the space to slow down and actually just play mm-hmm. or not play, right? Just, like, to do whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
And not feel like, oh, they're sitting there not doing anything. They must be bored or need a toy. Like, just being like, that's okay. Like,
yeah. They're right. Probably thinking their thoughts or pondering, you know. Why is the sky blue? But I know, I mean, I totally agree with just letting them play when they want to. Like, for example, before I quit my job, I was always... My daughter wanted to play, and I'm like, no, we don't have time for that. We have to go. Now, this morning and all the other mornings, she will walk into the playroom and I'm like, okay, you know, totally fine. And if we are in a hurry, I'll tell her, hey, we've got 10 minutes. I'll give you 10 more minutes. And to our listeners, give your children those 10 minutes, because they know when you cut them short on time. Don't just say, I'll give you 10 minutes, and it's like 2 minutes. Okay, gotta go. Well,
it's funny because it can go the other way, too, right? That's,
like,
I get caught talking. And I remember, this is years ago, but I remember my kids were always really good about leaving the playground or whatever. Well, when we had to go. Probably because we had been there for like 3 hours or something. They were ready. But I remember one time I was like, okay, like, we're going to go in whatever length of time. And And they didn't cooperate when it was time to go. And I had said something in the car like, oh, you guys usually leave when it's time to go. Like, why didn't you? And they were like, because you usually get talking and we usually don't have to. And I was like, it's so true. Like, you know,
they know.
Yeah. And I was just like, it's just great. Like, I feel like I have that relationship with my kids where I'm like, all right, like, we're a team, like, we're in this together, right? You can call me out when I'm not treating you fairly or how you feel like you should be treated. Partially because I want them to know how to do that when they're not with me. You know, when they're out in the world, I want them to know they should be treated respectfully and know how to speak up and advocate for themselves.
That's beautiful, because you're going to make me cry now. But it's just, I mean, I'm not trying to talk down to my parents, but I don't agree with their parenting skills that they did, but they did the best that they could.
Yes, for sure.
And God bless them for that. I'm still here and doing great. But I don't, in the Asian culture, they believe that I'm the parent. You say what I say goes, and I don't have to respect you because you're the kid. And that, it breaks my heart. And like I said, it's going to make me cry, because that's something I struggled as a kid. And that's something I definitely don't want my children to struggle with. Like, they, no matter how old you are, they deserve the same respect as I did. I'm the parent, yes. I'm always going to be your parent, because you need orders, and we need, like, in our government, we need laws, right? But I'm going to treat you like a human being. Because that's what I want you to grow up as.
It's like, we're in charge, but like, we don't have to be like a dictator.
Yes. Maybe that's why it's from the Asian culture. I don't know.
But, I don't know. But it is. It's just tough. Yeah, and I think, you know, there's definitely value to, you know, not only respecting our kids, but like teaching them, when they do advocate for themselves, how to do it while respecting the other person.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's not like allowing our kids to be disrespectful to us.
At least,
right? But just, it's like a relationship is a two-way street.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you want your spouse or your partner to treat you with respect, and same, you know, same with the other way around. So we need to do that with our children. And Lord, do I hope that I'm doing good.
Yeah, well, and it's funny because I feel like, you know, when you do have that connection and relationship with your kids, they really do want to cooperate.
Yeah. I love that.
Which makes things a lot easier.
Would you say that it's, like, because you, how long have you been doing this coaching thing?
So I've been doing it for a couple years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say that there's a different, like, have you had any parents that had discipline problems? Like, the way that the parent acts, would you say that there's been a big difference with their child's behavior?
Yes. Oh, it's so funny. And, like, the really cool thing is, and, like, one mom, like, actually just sent me a message about this the other day. She was like, oh, like, you know, I've been putting into place some of the stuff. And she's like, things are so different. She's like, it's amazing. Yeah. And it's funny because a lot of it was her just like taking some things off her plate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look, like you actually didn't even have to do anything to make things better. Like you actually have to do less.
Yes.
So yeah, it's, I mean, it's different for everybody, of course. And, you know, but I think a lot of times when as moms, like we feel good and we feel supported and, you know, we just remind ourselves what we value. It just makes it easier to be present and relate with our kids, which in turn, you know, helps our relationship. And
I mean, when you're happy, your kids are happy because they see it. But I mean, like we talked about self-care earlier, and I thought about just even doing your makeup or your hair, like. Some moms can come up to you and be like, well, who do you think you are with your makeup and your hair done? And you got four kids. If that's her self-care, you know, kudos to her. If that's what makes her feel good in the morning, then do it. Who cares what anyone says anyways?
Yeah. And it's like, okay, why are we spending our time and energy focusing on what other people are doing? I'm like, I have enough on like my own plate, like worrying about my own stuff. But like, yeah, I always find it interesting. Like,
yeah. Well, I love that. And I know that to our listeners out there, just know that if you are struggling with your child, like, I know my toddler, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing, you know. Your attitude, step back and maybe look at your attitude or your perspective on things and your plate, you know, and see, maybe look at you first and see, okay, maybe there's something I need to change with me, and then that can be changed, transitioned into my child. So, so Karen, I have two more questions for you.
Okay.
And I like to ask this question to all of our guests, but what is your current struggle and current joy?
Oh, my goodness. my current struggle is sort of health related. I was like so sick after Christmas and like the beginning of this year. I thought it might be a stomach virus, but like I actually, maybe it was some form of the flu or something. I don't know, but like I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm still exhausted from it. So for me, that's like the biggest struggle, like wanting to get back to doing everything, but like knowing I have to take it easy and like still like get a little bit extra rest and all that.
And it mixes the holidays too. I know like the week after I was just dragging and I could not understand. I'm like, I'm usually not like this. And it's probably because the holidays and then my daughter's birthday was in the mix also. So yeah, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine, but hopefully you get back on your feet and you're like, all right, I'm ready for the day.
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely getting there, but I feel like it's like slower than you want it to move along.
Oh, I know. There's like days where I'm like, I have this call coming up, but I could really use a nap right now. So what is your current joy?
My current joy is that it's actually my oldest son's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, so he just turned 12, which is like amazing. But like it's just like really cool because I feel like, you know, on their birthdays, you always kind of reminisce and like think back on how far that they've come. And it's just really so amazing to see like what he's grown into and, you know, who he is now, which is so cool.
I'm sure that was something you thought about when he was born too. So, birthdays are hard for me. Well, at least for my babies. Like for me, I'm just like, another year. I'm not too shy for my 30s, but I'm excited for turning 30. I really am. Sort of. I got my first gray.
It's definitely, you know, your attitude. Like, it seems like, oh, like, years ago, like, didn't that seem like people in their 30s were, like, so old? So, like,
oh, man, picking up their kids at school? Oh, geez.
But it's like, oh, my goodness, age is just a number now.
Oh,
and I say that I'm in my upper 30s.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
Now I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to actually be taken seriously now. Because I know in my early 20s, they're like, you have no idea what you're talking about. And I probably didn't. So, you know. But it was so great to have you on the show. And if you can share where that our listeners can find you, because I'm sure they're like, I need her help. I'll make sure to list it on the website, too.
Oh, great. And just, you know, thank you so much for having me and the work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think so many moms will be inspired by all the episodes you've done.
Thanks. It's been fun.
Yeah, right? And that's what it should be, too.
Yeah. Therapeutic, for sure. So,
I guess I'd say the best place to reach out to me and, you know, kind of join me is my Facebook group.
Okay.
And that would be, you could either, you know, search, the name of the group is Simplicity Moms Club, or it's facebook.com/SimplicityMoms.
Okay.
And it's just, you know, we share and support each other and like, you know, get clear on what we value and, and just kind of slow down enough to be like, oh yeah, like this is what matters to me. And, so it's not like you waste all your time on Facebook. You can walk away from it and be like, oh, I actually like got something from that.
I'll admit, I am a part of so many groups because our moms, you know, that we talk to they make their own groups. And sometimes I get lost in it. Like, where did they go? But that's wonderful. And I'll make sure to add myself on there too, because Yeah, we all need help.
Yeah, well, I love it because I feel like, you know, there's definitely groups that are helpful for, like, you know, sleeping or or eating and stuff. But, you know, it's nice to also have a place where you can ask deeper questions or, like, talk about traditions, like, you know, birthday traditions or, you know, like, just kind of think out how you want things for your family.
Perfect. So I'll make sure to link that up also. And if they ever need some parenting coach, to make sure to call you or reach out to you.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course I'm in the group, so I can definitely reach out that way for sure.
Okay. Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed Karen and I's talk. I just enjoyed her calm and compassionate voice. I don't know if you guys can sense it, but I know I did. But one of the topics that stuck through the conversation was being present and being more intentional with your children, right? So to recap, I loved how we talked about to just letting everything go, letting your stressors go, letting the comparison go, letting the mom guilt go, and just be the mom that you want to be. I mean, that's what Karen does for a living, right? She coaches parents on how to be more intentional and how to be more present and take the stress away from parenting. Because let's be real, parenting is stressful. And Lord, if I had known Karen way back when I started, okay, just kidding, not way back, it was only 2 years ago, when I first started being a parent, I would have asked for her help. So, but yeah, just being more present. And it's because our kids are watching. Lord, our kids are watching, and they pick up on every little thing. I am learning that every day from my 2-year-old, guys. Every single day. But I also wanted to let you guys know that Karen has offered us a 3-step system for how to get you and your kids out the door on time every morning without all the rushing and the yelling. I'm going to have to look into that. The link will be on our website as well as all of our show notes and all of all the other links regarding to Karen, her Facebook page and her business page. So reach out to her, check out that workshop. I'm sure that it will help you guys, not just for young babies, but even for children who are school age. So definitely look into that. Go to our website at alwayswithme.org. And again, whether you're listening to this today, tomorrow, a year from now, I hope you're having a fabulous day and know that you are blessed and know that I am always with you. Kisses to you and kisses to your baby. Bye-bye.